Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Lawana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Lawana Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now, here's your A Touch From Above host, Dr. Lawana Steins.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. Wow, wow, and wow. God is so awesome and so awesome and so awesome. I really want to encourage you to come up to the prayer mountain. Pastors, teachers, preachers, evangelists, prophets, it's amazing. Come up and pray, 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 pray for your church, pray for our nation. You know what we're seeing happening all around? You know, Jesus warned us. He said about wars and rumors of war, what we're seeing happening in Iran and Israel, and we're seeing what's happening in Russia and Ukraine, and, you know, it just breaks your heart. Our ministry, by the grace of God, we were just praying and saying, Lord, what can we do? I preached in Ukraine many, many years back, and I preached in Poland and Warsaw. And I was thinking about, my goodness, as I was there and preaching, 40 to 50 to 60 people at a time would get saved. I was just in shock at the hunger and the response for God's word. So when we found out what was happening in Ukraine, we knew we had to do something. And so our church, by the grace of God, we have different friends and contacts in that area. So we were able to get some people from Poland, and there was two amazing, wonderful gentlemen who were part of Special Forces. So, and they loved Jesus. They were born again, loved God. We were able to take a bus packed, you know, those great big buses that hold 60 to 70 people, take those buses filled with food and water and diapers and everything they need, canned foods, canned goods, can openers, whatever they needed. Because when the war started, a lot of their water and a lot of their things that they needed, they were unable to. I mean, their electricity was off. I mean, you would not believe it. So we'd pack this bus up, and these two, by the grace of God, said, "You know what, Dr. Lawana, we'll take it in." They took this bus all the way in the midst of war, and they would unload that bus, and then we told them, make sure you bring back those that need to come back to go into Poland that are needy, seniors and children and mothers, and that's exactly what they do. They would take that bus, and they would unload it with all the goods. Then they would fill it with about 75 people piled in that bus and go back out and take them to the refugee camp in Poland. Well, by the grace of God, our church was able to send in probably almost 17 times going in with that great big bus. And we're not a big church. We're not a big, big church, but we're a very giving church. We were able to go in there about 17 times bringing people out. What a miracle that was. And, you know, when I think about the purpose of God's kingdom and what God wants us to do in his kingdom is to make the difference in others' lives. That's what the church body is called to do. We had a situation as well, and we had three young boys in wheelchairs. They were all brothers. They had muscular dystrophy. And when I went to go visit, the parents came to our church, and their three boys came with their little wheelchairs. And I'm looking at these boys, and these boys are getting bigger. They're up in their teens. And I'm looking at these boys, and mom invites me after church to come and have lunch at their house. And I go to their house, and I see these boys packed. It's a two-room apartment, packed, packed. And, I mean, we're talking total disability. You had to lift them up out of the wheelchairs in order to put them in their beds. So they had three beds set apart in this one room, and a mom and dad were, of course, in the other room. And the Lord just really stirred my heart, and I could not believe. I looked at them, and I looked at this young couple, and I looked at these boys, and these boys, they're just treasures. And I said, Lord, what can we do? And God spoke to my heart and said, you know what? Let's save some money. Let's help them get a house. So our team, our church together, we were able to save $57,000 and help them buy a home so that each of the boys can have a room and they can have more room because they're going to need it. They're going to need it. And, you know, what God has called the church to do is to help the needs out there. And, you know, there are so many different needs. Now, I understand you can't help everything. You can't help everyone, but those that God puts in your heart, you can. And, you know, I want to talk to you about that, about meeting the needs of the people. But so many times we get caught up and we're caught up in the Word of God. And I mean, we need to get caught up in the Word, but this is what I want to say. This Word is so powerful. In Psalms chapter 1, it says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. We are so influenced by the ways of the world, and it's a very selfish arena today. It's me, myself, and I. What can I get? This and that and this and that. But when you find the real needs, it's like our situation in Africa. When I went to Malawi, I was preaching in Malawi, Africa, and I could not believe. I mean, we're so spoiled in America. You cannot fathom what it's like until you go out to a third world country. You know, I thought Mexico was pretty poverty-stricken in some parts of Mexico, and some of them are, but nothing compares to what I saw in Malawi, Africa. So when I was down there and I saw these kids, I wanted to pick them all up. I just wanted to get them all and gather them in that flatbed. I'm in the back of a flatbed truck. That's the only thing we could find for transportation. So I have a lawn chair sitting in the back of a flatbed truck. That should tell you. It was hilarious. Pastor Jill's sitting on the flatbed truck. I'm sitting on a lawn chair on the flatbed truck holding on for life. And we're driving out in the bush in this almost dilapidated truck. It's like, dear God, please help us get through this. Help us get through the bush here. And so we're driving and I'm looking and I'm watching all these little kids, no parents. Their little bellies are sticking out. Their little belly buttons are protruding because of starvation. And I'm looking, no shoes, dirty. My heart was just so gripped. And I said, we got to do something. We have to do something here. And so by the grace of God, we were able to buy 10 acres of land, build a well. So you have to understand, when you have to walk 2 or 3 miles to get water, you know, you're very careful how you use that water. And so I thought, you know what, let's dig a well, let's buy some land, and let's be able to help a young gentleman who was my interpreter, have him plant. And it's amazing. He is truly a gift from God. We send him money to buy 10 chickens, and today he has 400 chickens. And so he's able to feed the orphans. He's able to help the need. He's able to help in the city. We sent money for seed, and he's planted unbelievable crops of corn and maize. And so now our goal is to plant moringa trees because moringa is very healthy for the kids. So it's so amazing. So when you look at the counsel of the ungodly, the wicked today, it's all about ourselves. It's me, myself, and I. I look out there and I think about some of the people out there like, sorry, I'm just going to nail it. Oprah, who has billions, which she's not going to take with her. And there's so many needs out there. I'm sure, yeah, she does a little bit. But there's so many needs out there. If you really understood the depth, what's his name? Bill Gates. The needs that are so many out there. But you know what? They're the heathen. They don't know that. They're heathen. But what about the church? If the church did what God told us to do, do you realize our nation would not be in a mess. Did you know that? Our nation would be so changed and transformed if every single one in the body of Christ understood the depth of doing something for God. Let me read to you in Matthew chapter 6. Jesus said something very powerful. He said, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, your heart will be also." Let me stop and leave that right there. You know, it's easy for us to think about we got to lay up all these treasures. And I'm not saying you can't have nothing nice. Please understand that. That's not what I'm saying. But if you live just for yourself, and when you know there's a need in your church, and you do nothing about it, you know, that's terrible. That's absolutely terrible. When God has given us the ability to give a cup of water in the name of the Lord, when God has called us to have the ability to help this young couple with their three boys or help in Ukraine. Do you realize when that bus would load up 75-year-old, 80-year-old, 90-year-old Ukrainians, and they were thinking that everybody had forgotten them, and they would go from these bombed-out buildings, and they would go to those buildings, and they would find some of the seniors in those buildings, no water, no food, just scrounging through what little bit they had. And they would take them, and, you know, some of them could barely walk. Some of them could barely walk with a cane. And they would carry them, and they'd put them onto the bus. Do you know what that does to your heart? You know, and then these single mamas with kids, their husbands were at war. And so here they are and trying to make ends meet and trying to figure out what they're going to do. You know, and you load up that bus, and that bus is filled with the kids and filled with moms and filled with the seniors and filled with the sick and filled with those that, you know, they pull them out of the hospital. I said, if you have to go in the hospitals, get them out of there. They're going to bomb some of those hospitals. Get them out of there, as many as you can. And thank God for these men that were bold enough to drive through that war zone and get out those people. But what we could do, we could send the money so they could do it. And then I'd say, okay, tell me what you're doing next. All right, this all right? So we were able, by the grace of God, to send over $37,000 for buses, food, and get them out. Buses, food, get them out. Why? Because God has called us to do that. If we just live for ourselves, if we live in an arena of selfishness, we're in trouble. Somebody asked me the other day, "Dr. Luana, you've had women's homes." I said, "Yep, I've had 6 women's homes and I had 3 men's homes." And they said, "But now you're in San Diego." And I thought, yeah, I know. I'm praying about it. And now I'm seeing there's so many needs, even here in San Diego. And I'm praying, I'm saying, okay, God, now you can't have a men's home and a women's home on a prayer mountain. Sorry, but you can't. Because people are coming to pray, and they need that time to pray. So I am praying. I'm saying, okay, Lord, if you want me to do this, then you have to supply it. So if you're listening today, and you don't understand that unless you've had a trial, or maybe you've lost a job, or maybe you have a teenager that needs, not a teenager, a young adult that needs help. We don't take in teens. I take in those that really, well, okay, let me take that back. I did take in a couple teens. Let me tell you the story. We were going door to door on outreach, and I went to this one door, and I'm knocking on this door, and a little Southern girl, beautiful, red hair, white camé skin. She's a little bitty thing. She was about 12 years old. And I said, "Hi, how are you?" And she said, "Hi, my name's Lorena." I said, "Hi, Lorena." I said, "Well, God bless you. I'm Pastor Luana. I'd like to invite you out to church." And she goes, I can't go to church. I can't. And I looked at her, and she had a dirty shirt, dirty little, you know, pants on. And all of a sudden, these two little heads stick out beside her, and her little brother. I said, "Oh, who are these little guys?" She goes, "These are my little brothers." And I said, "Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? I'd really like for you guys to come to church. We have an awesome church, blah, blah, blah." And then she goes, "I can't." Well, I looked kind of past her, and I could see her house was terrible. It was like you had a trail that you walked in, and the rest was filled with trash. Well, lo and behold, I said, "Young lady," she goes, "I got to clean the house. My daddy's going to kill me if he comes home and I haven't cleaned the house." I said, "Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't I get our team of girls to come in here and help you clean the house? Then maybe he'll let you come to church." And she goes, "Oh, if he finds out, I'm in trouble." I said, "Don't worry, we won't tell him." So I went back and got the girls from the girls' home, and we went over there, and I parked my truck, and we went in, and I was shocked. We had trash bag after trash bag. There was trash everywhere. And then Lorena went to go sit in her room, and she was sitting on her bed. She was crying up a storm. And I knocked at her door. I said, "Lorena, can I come in?" She said, "Yes." I said, "Are you okay, hon?" And I sat down beside her. When I sat down beside her, I turned to sit down, and I could see the door, and I saw all these locks that were broken. I'm talking like 15, 20 locks on her door that were broken off. And I turned around like I didn't see it. I said, "Are you okay?" And she goes, "Yes." I said, "What's going on, hon? You could talk to me." I can't talk to you." I said, "No, you got to talk to me. What's going on?" And the other girls, they were out of the room. They were cleaning everything up. She goes, "Daddy's going to get mad if he comes home and he finds it. He's going to know it wasn't me to do all this, and I'm going to get in trouble." I said, "Well, I don't want you to get in trouble." Then I said, "Lorena, what happened to your door there?" And she looked at me just in horror. And she goes, You can't say nothing to nobody. You can't say nothing to nobody. My brother puts the locks there. My other brother, he's not here right now. He puts the locks there because my daddy breaks in and he does things to me at night. Oh, my gosh. I was livid. And then she goes, "He sneaks in the shower when I take a shower. And he says, you got to do things Mama did because Mama ain't here. My Mama left 3 years ago because he used to beat her." And she was crying up a storm. And I said, "Okay." I said, "I'll tell you what, Lorena." I said, "You know what? God loves you. And I'm here for a reason." And I went home and I called my friend who worked for the police department. I said, "I got a situation here that we got to get them out of there like ASAP. She goes, "Well, what do you want?" I said, "I'm taking them out of there. I said, I'm taking them out of there today. I'm going to take them over to my women's home. And then we got to figure out what we're going to do." Well, lo and behold, we sure did. We took them out of there. And then we ended up finding a place. We found where her mother was. But by this time, Lorena didn't want to even go with her mom. So the court gave me permission to keep Lorena with me. So I kept her in my women's home. By this time, she's growing up really sweet. Her two brothers, we ended up finding her mama, and her brothers went with her mama. Well, lo and behold, Lorena's at church, and all of a sudden, out through the door comes this big old guy, and he's slimy and dirty and yucky t-shirt, and he's got a cigarette rolled up on the cuff of his t-shirt. I mean, greasy hair, yucky. And he goes, "Where is she?" And he's standing at the church door. And I'm looking, and Lorena hears. I look at Lorena, and I realize, and I look back at the door, and I thought, oh, that's her dad. And she goes to get up. I go, no, you stay there. She goes, "He's going to kill me. He's going to kill me." I said, "He ain't going to do nothing." And I called some of our bouncers, okay, ushers, but I call them bouncers because they some toughies. I said, "You got to come up. I need your help." And I said, "Get him out of here." And I went up to him, and I said, "You know what? You get out of here." He goes, "You got my daughter here." I said, "You know what? Police are on their way. You're going to be charged with rape, child molestation, da-da-da-da-da-da-da." I said, "And they are on their way to take you to jail for life." And one of our ushers, who's a big old guy, he gets right up in his face. He goes, "You want to leave now?" The guy turned around, and oh, he was irate. Well, Lorena ended up staying with me for almost 6 years. And you know what? There are so many needs out there. So if you're listening to my program, I need to probably get another home here in San Diego to be able to help young women, and maybe even another home to help young men, to help them change their lives. So if you're listening to my program today and you have the ability to do that, I'm going to start a savings just for Women's Home. And so if you'd like to give, I already see a piece of land that would be perfect for our men's home. And so that land is, I could probably get it for about $700,000. And that land would be able for me to take on 20 men to help them. So I want to encourage you, please give, give. That's what we're called to do, give. You know, we'll take them in. We'll love them to Jesus. We will help them learn the word because they will change. This word is the only thing that will help them. I can't tell you how many women we helped. And I'll tell you another story tomorrow. And it's important. So give. How do you give? I'm glad you asked. Touchfromabove.org. Go right to our website and give. You can give it under general and you can put a little note there. This is for the women's home. This is for the men's home. Whatever you want to do, just put that there. You know what? Because why? Because you can. Don't just live for yourself. Don't just say, well, this is mine. Every gift helps. Big and small, doesn't matter. Together, we make work lighter. Together, we can do it. It's when everybody says, you know what? I can do something. And there's some out there that you can do a lot. And you know what I'm talking about. God has blessed you abundantly. And you can give in abundance and say, here, just buy that land. Just get it and get it done. And if God is speaking to you, I encourage you. I've been in ministry for 43 years. I have women's home, 6 women's homes, 3 men's homes. Had 500 women come through my women's home. 250 men come through my men's home. So I want to encourage you. If you're out there and you can do it, please do it today. atouchfromabove.org. atouchfromabove.org. Again, atouchfromabove.org. There are so many needs out there. My assistant who works with me, she's worked with me for 40 years. Her parents were both alcoholics. She came into my first women's home. Her name today is Pastor Jill. But she was an alcoholic at 18. She was in the Army. She came and asked me, could I live in the women's home? At that time, I had a women's home in Colorado, and I said yes. And she came in there and never left. She just loved it. And she has served God with all of her heart. She ended up running my second women's home. And God has done an amazing work in her life. And today, she's a pastor. So there are countless stories like that. So I want to encourage you, please, just give. Give. You have it. We're a rich nation. We're a rich nation. California is very wealthy. And God has blessed you with a good job. Or maybe you're out there and you say, you know what, I was homeless once, I understand. You know what, I can't give a whole lot, but maybe I can give 20. That helps. Maybe you're out there and say, you know what, I can give 20 a month. I can give 5 a month. I can give 100 a month. I can give 500 a month. Or you're out there and you're a multi-millionaire and you say, you know what, I can just buy the land. I want to encourage you, do something today. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal, but lay up your treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. The only thing we can take to heaven are people. That's it. I love you. God bless you. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Steins. Have you read her book, A Mother's Story? It's a must-read, a heart-gripping, true story. A murdered husband, a single mother, and a fight with cancer. For your support of any amount, you'll receive her book. Send your support to A Touch From Above, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California 92065, or give online at atouchfromabove.org. Come quickly to
my rescue. Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way. Come to a Touch from Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan. Glory to the King of Kings.
Are you discouraged? Not seeing the power of God moving in the church? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is powerful. His word is living. His healing is of today. Come join us at A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain. Dr. Luana preaches every Sunday, 10 a.m. A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain is located at 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, 92065. Come and experience the power of God.